You get into your car. You look behind the steering wheel, and there is a dashboard.
Right, telling you exactly what's going on.
Exactly. You see your exact speed. You see your RPMs. You know precisely how many miles you have until your tank is completely empty.
It is a completely transparent view of your vehicle's trajectory.
Right. But I want you to think about your career for a second. Arguably the most important vehicle you will ever drive, right? And yet, you have no dashboard.
Nothing.
You might have a polished LinkedIn profile, sure, and your manager might give you perfectly fine performance reviews.
Your skills are sharp.
Yeah, your skills are sharp. But deep down, you know, you have this nagging feeling. You feel stuck.
Like you're moving, but you cannot quite tell if you are actually accelerating or just burning gas.
Yes, exactly. And today's sources reveal a massive, frankly, unspoken secret in the knowledge worker economy. And it's that the tools you use to manage your career are actually designed to hide your true trajectory from you.
Which is a bold claim, but the data backs it up.
It really does. So today we are doing a deep dive into a stack of materials, including excerpts and a cinematic walkthrough script, detailing a brand new career trajectory engine called ARC.
Yeah, you can find it at realarccareers.com.
Right. And its started mission is to basically strip away all that illusion and give you a mathematically honest read on where you are actually heading.
The overarching theme across all of these development materials is just this profound gap between how a career looks on the surface and where it is actually going.
Right.
Knowledge is most valuable when it is applied, but you cannot apply it if the data you are being fed is fundamentally flawed.
Yeah, garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. So ARC is built on a philosophy of radical honesty, which is just a stark contrast to the rest of the market.
Yeah.
The developers argue that if you want to fix a stalled career, you first have to acknowledge the mechanics of why you don't know you are stalling in the first place.
Okay, let's unpack this
Yeah.
because that is a massive claim to start with. The idea that our current ecosystem of tools is actively hiding our trajectory from us.
Let's look at what we actually use.
Right. When you feel stuck, what is the default move? You log into LinkedIn.
Obviously.
But the sources point out that LinkedIn optimizes for platform engagement, right? Not career advancement.
No, their algorithm is designed to keep you scrolling, networking, validating exactly where you currently are.
Yeah, it creates this feedback loop of congratulations. Like, it is definitely not in their business model to send you a push alert saying, hey, your career has been stagnating for 2 years.
Right, and it goes deeper than that when you look at the economics of those platforms. I mean, LinkedIn is a social network first. It rewards visibility, which is very different from forward momentum. And consider what happens when you want to evaluate your compensation.
You pull up Glassdoor or
Well,
levels.fyi.
exactly. And those platforms can be useful as reference points, sure, but the data there is entirely self-reported.
Which inherently introduces massive selection bias.
Huge selection bias. Think about it. People usually only make the time to report their salaries when they are thrilled with a massive new offer.
Right, they want to brag a little.
Or when they're furious on their way out the door. There's no middle ground. Furthermore, the sources highlight that by the time you are looking at that self-reported data, it is often 18 months stale.
Oh, wow. 18 months.
Yes. And in a dynamic tech or corporate market, 18-month-old compensation data is effectively useless for mapping your future ceiling.
So the free tools are skewed, but then you have the premium options, right? People hit a wall and they hire a career coach for like $400 an hour.
Yeah.
And sure, a coach can give you an intelligent, tailored opinion, but I think the key word there is opinion. A single human being has simply not lived long enough to watch 10,000 different careers fully resolve across all these different industries. They are pattern matching based on their own highly limited anecdotal experience. And
Absolutely.
then you have the software side, the resume optimizers, but those are really just tech spinners, right?
Basically, yes.
Yeah. They help you bypass an applicant tracking system filter, so a recruiter actually sees your resume, but they don't tell you if the job you are optimizing for is actually a dead end.
They don't evaluate the destination at all.
Right. Relying on these tools is like driving a car with a painted-on speedometer. It always reassures you that you are going 65 miles per hour, but you have absolutely no idea if you are actually accelerating or about to drive off a cliff.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the sources argue that the entire career tooling industry operates as a giant optimism engine.
Optimism engine, I like that.
Yeah, it is built entirely on flattery and reassurance, making you feel good, keeps you paying for premium subscriptions,
Right, and hiring coaches.
and clicking on job ads.
Yeah.
But the tragic result of this optimism engine is that knowledge workers are kept completely in the dark about their actual market value.
You only realize your options have narrowed when it is already too late.
Exactly. When the recruiter messages suddenly dry up, or when the promotion you were promised goes to an external hire.
Which is brutal.
It is. So ARC is stepping into this space with the premise that the data to map your true trajectory already exists within your work history. It just requires a system willing to read it objectively and without that polite filter.
Which brings us to the actual mechanics, because I really want to know how a machine claims to understand my career.
Right.
So according to the walkthrough script, ARC measures your trajectory through a 60-second upload. You just drop your resume into their system. It takes a PDF, a Word doc, or just plain text.
And the very first thing the sources emphasize is that this is entirely siloed for the individual.
Yes, this is huge. Yeah. There is no HR dashboard. There is no enterprise bulk mode where a company scans its employees.
Your employer will never see this.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that privacy wall is structurally necessary. It allows the system to be brutally honest without risking the user's livelihood.
Right.
So when you upload that document, you kick off a 20 to 60 second pipeline. But it's not just dumping your resume into the generic chatbot. The pipeline is powered by three distinct AI agents running on Anthropic's Claude models, and they pass the data sequentially. So first, you have the extractor, which runs on Claude Haiku.
Okay, wait. Why use Haiku for the first step instead of, you know, the most powerful model available?
Good question. Because the extractor's job is purely structural, and Haiku is lightweight and incredibly fast. It rips through the messy, human-written text of your resume and pulls out raw, structured data.
Okay.
It isolates your job titles, your exact 10 years down to the month, the specific companies you worked for, and your stated skills. It is basically stripping away all the narrative fluff.
So no more I synergize the paradigm shift.
Exactly. None of that. Then it hands that clean, structured data to the second agent, the analyzer, which also runs on Haiku.
So the first agent just pulls the raw facts, but a list of dates and titles doesn't tell you if a career is dying. How does the analyzer jump from, you know, they worked here for 4 years to their career is stalling?
Right. The analyzer maps your context against the broader market. It is looking at the velocity of your title changes compared to peer cohorts.
Ah, okay.
So if most people in your field move from senior to lead in 3 years and you are on year five, it flags that. It checks for compensation gaps. And it identifies if your core skills are starting to plateau in demand across the wider market.
So it is calculating your momentum.
Exactly. Finally, all that map data goes to the scorer. Now, the scorer runs on Claude Sonnet, which is a heavier, more capable model designed for complex synthesis. The scorer evaluates everything to produce your final trajectory read.
Yeah.
And the critical technical detail here is that these models are constrained by ZOD-validated schemas.
Yeah, I saw that term in the development materials. What does a ZOD-validated schema actually do in practice, like for a non-engineer?
Think of ZOD-validated schemas like bowling with the bumpers up.
Okay.
The AI is the bowling ball.
Yeah.
Left to its own devices, a large language model might want to drift off into the gutter and write a fluffy, subjective paragraph about what a great worker you are.
Right, because they are trained to be helpful and nice.
Exactly. But the schema physically bounces it back into the lane. It forces the AI to output data in a rigid, predefined mathematical structure.
Oh, I see.
If the AI tries to generate subjective text instead of a hard numerical score, the pipeline outright rejects it and forces a retry. There is no technical path for the system to hallucinate a comforting story. It has to hit the exact numerical pins.
That makes a lot of sense. So out of this 60-second process, which is completely free, by the way, you get five core outputs. You get a trajectory score from 0 to 100, and it places you in one of four categories: accelerating, steady, decelerating, or stalled.
Right.
You get a read on your velocity, you get a market desirability score, you get one top acceleration move, and you get a truncated key finding. But reading through the materials, the metric that absolutely jumps out is the ceiling proximity.
Oh, yeah. The ceiling proximity is arguably the hardest hitting signal ARC provides. It estimates the structural top of what your current career path can give you, and it assigns a timeline to it. So it might analyze your history and output. You know, you have an estimated 18 months before you hit the absolute ceiling of this role.
But let me push back on this, because I know what you might be thinking listening to this. Humans hire humans, right?
True.
Can a 60-second AI scan of a basic text document really understand the nuance of my career better than my actual manager? Like, if ARC says my title velocity is stalling, but my manager loves me and is actively fighting for my promotion behind closed doors, ARC's so-called objective data is actually completely blind to the reality of my situation, isn't it?
That is the assumption we all make. But it fundamentally misunderstands the difference between internal politics and structural market reality.
What do you mean?
Your manager knows your personality, and yes, they might be fighting for you. But ARC is reading what the external market sees.
Oh.
A human manager might ignore the fact that you have been an engineering manager for 5 years without a promotion because you were a great culture fit. And they simply don't have the budget to promote you yet.
Right. They will politely string you along.
Exactly. But ARC sees those 5 years and recognizes a macro pattern. The wider market is now reading your prolonged tenure, not as loyalty, but as a ceiling. Every quarter you stay in that role without a title move, your perceived value to outside recruiters drops. The AI lacks a politeness of your manager, which makes it far superior at reading what your resume actually signals to a hiring committee that doesn't know you.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because the free scan is just the diagnosis, right?
Got it.
It tells you you have a problem. But a diagnosis without a cure isn't very helpful. Once you see that you are decelerating, how do you actually maneuver?
That is the next step.
Yeah. ARC gates the prescription behind a full report, and the sources note a distinct shift in the business model here. Instead of the typical SaaS subscription designed to keep you paying month after month, ARC uses a $29 one-time fee for this report.
Which is pretty rare these days.
Very rare. You pay once, the full analysis is emailed to you immediately, and it is saved to a permanent library in your account. That structural choice actually aligns with their philosophy, you know. Get the data, make the move, and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And when you unlock that report, you get a suite of tools. And the standout feature is definitely the Move Simulator.
The Move Simulator is designed to bridge the gap between anxiety and strategy.
Okay.
Typically, when knowledge workers feel stuck, they brainstorm vaguely. They wonder, you know, should I go get an MBA? Should I try to pivot to a fintech startup? Or should I just stay in my enterprise role and hope for the best?
Yeah, we've all been there.
The simulator removes that guesswork. You input those three potential futures, and ARC simulates them against your specific profile, providing probability-weighted outcomes for each path.
So, if I am a mid-level account executive in SaaS, and I simulate a move to management versus a lateral pivot to fintech, how does it actually calculate those probabilities? This sounds less like a career counselor and more like a chess engine calculating 10 moves ahead, showing you exactly which move loses your queen.
That chess engine analogy is highly accurate.
Really?
Yes. To calculate those probabilities, the system looks at the historical transition rates of people with your exact skill cluster.
Oh, wow.
It analyzes if your current momentum is sufficient to break into fintech versus the typical tenure required to reach management in your current track. And it extends to how you apply for those moves through a feature called the recruiter lens.
Right. I saw this.
It simulates how a human recruiter will read your resume in the first 30 seconds, categorizing you into one of three piles: would advance, would pass, or the maybe pile.
And the walkthrough script calls the maybe pile the most dangerous zone you can possibly be in.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if you get rejected, you move on. But in the maybe pile, you hold out hope, but you never advance. You just disappear into the void without any feedback. It's a psychological trap.
It drains your energy.
Yeah. And the report also includes an offer evaluator and a red flag scanner. So you can paste a job description or an actual job offer into the system, and it gives you a verdict like, take it or negotiate first.
Mm-hmm.
But it will also give you a brutal, do not take this. And I want to be clear on how it does this. It doesn't just read the job description for bad company culture.
No, it is much more structural.
Right. If taking a new role means you are moving into a position with historically lower title velocity across the wider market, it flags it as a trap. It is looking at mathematical momentum.
Anchoring all of these simulators is a concept the sources call the default future.
It's the default future.
Yes. The system projects exactly what your title and compensation will be in 18 months if you change absolutely nothing and just stay the course.
And the breakthrough probability, or, you know, the chance that you somehow magically get a better outcome by doing absolutely nothing, is usually uncomfortably low.
Extremely low.
Mm.
The data does not support the idea that waiting around yields outsized rewards, but that reinforces ARC's core philosophy.
Right.
The accurate version of your future is infinitely more useful than the comfortable one. Only when you see that your default future is stagnation are you sufficiently motivated to change it?
Which brings us to the execution phase. Okay, so I know my default future is bad, and the simulator shows me a better path. But knowing the route and driving it are two different things.
Execution is everything.
Think about it. Does your 90-day plan usually survive contact with reality? Or is it just a nice checklist you abandon by week two? How does ARC actually force you to cross that gap?
Right.
Well, the full report generates a highly specific 90-day sprint plan. It gives you a keystone move, which is the single highest leverage action you can take right now. It outlines skill priorities and breaks everything down into checkboxable monthly tasks that you can export to Markdown. But the accountability mechanism is what stands out to me.
The check-ins.
Yes, ARC automatically sends you 30, 60, and 90-day check-in emails. And it doesn't just ask how you're doing. It quotes your exact brutal key finding back to you to remind you exactly why you started this sprint.
That accountability loop is vital for execution. Without it, strategic planning easily degrades into wishful thinking.
Totally.
And when you finally reach the point where you are discussing an offer, ARC arms you with a compensation brief. This includes a target band, a verbatim opening script to use in negotiations, and critically, it calculates your BATNA.
I know BATNA is a foundational term in negotiation, but for someone who hasn't taken a business school course on it, how does ARC use it to change your leverage?
BTNA stands for Best Alternative to a Negotiated Agreement. Basically, what is your backup plan if you walk away from this table?
Right.
You simply cannot negotiate effectively if you do not know exactly what you will do if the employer says no. If ARC calculates that your BTNA is weak, meaning you have no other offers on the table and your current job is already at its structural ceiling, you have to negotiate very differently than if you have a highly liquid skill set and multiple competing paths.
That makes total sense.
By explicitly calculating this for you, ARC forces you to confront your actual mathematical leverage before you ever open your mouth to ask for more money.
That is incredibly practical, but I also want to touch on how this tool handles non-traditional workers. A massive portion of the knowledge economy operates as freelancers, independent consultants, or fractional workers.
Right, the traditional metrics don't apply.
The standard corporate ladder metrics just don't make sense for them. But ARC has a built-in contractor mode. The moment you indicate you are an independent worker, the AI entirely shifts its persona. It completely stops looking at title ceiling and starts measuring rate ceiling risk.
Which demonstrates a profound understanding of labor markets. I mean, a contractor does not care if their title is director or
Yeah.
specialist. They care about hourly yield and pipeline stability. So the tool evaluates client optionality to see if you are too financially dependent on a single contract, which is a massive risk.
Oh, yeah.
Furthermore, the recruiter lens changes into a client-side vetting simulation. It stops analyzing you like an HR recruiter looking for a culture fit and starts evaluating you the way a business owner would evaluate a high-stakes vendor.
So, what does this all mean? We have this incredibly powerful engine evaluating our careers right now, but the sources highlight that ARC's master plan is actually much bigger than what the tool does today.
It is.
Right now, ARC explicitly states on its site that it uses high-quality LLM inference. It is using trained AI models to make highly educated reads on your pattern, but they have built in a data flywheel that is designed to change everything about how career data is utilized.
The flywheel is the core of their long-term strategy. Inside the platform, there is a feature called the Outcome Journal. Users are actively encouraged to log what happens when they execute their sprint plan. They log in and confirm, I got the promotion. Or I switched to fintech at this salary. Or I took the Series B offer and it failed.
Every person who confirms an outcome is basically paving the road for the next person. It's like Waze for your career.
I love that analogy.
Yeah, when you report a traffic jam on Waze, the algorithm reroutes everyone else driving behind you. When you confirm a real-world career outcome on ARC, you are feeding the system labeled data about what moves actually work in the real world.
What's fascinating here is that this mechanism creates an absolute unassailable earned moat. The sources outline that year one is all about inference. But by year three, after tens of thousands of users have confirmed their real-world outcomes, ARC transitions from AI inference to pure empirical prediction.
That's incredible.
They're building a proprietary data set connecting early career signals to verified outcomes. No competitor can simply buy that data. It has to be earned through user trust and continuous interaction. Returning to our earlier point about human coaches, a human simply cannot live long enough to see 100,000 careers resolved. ARC will see that volume in a matter of years.
And they are already closing the loop on the execution side. The sources mention a companion tool by the same founder called resume2builder.com.
Yes.
Once ARC tells you exactly what move you need to make, what your ceiling is, and what the market wants to see, Resimi 2 Builder takes those specific insights and constructs the exact targeted resume you need to actually execute the move. It is a complete end-to-end pipeline.
It is a remarkable synthesis of diagnosis and application. Making a successful career move isn't about feeling good in the moment. It is about having the right data and knowing exactly what the market sees when it looks at your history.
Yeah.
It requires stripping away the optimism to understand the cold mechanics underneath.
And that is exactly what ARC is designed to do. It is not meant to be comforting. It is meant to be accurate. It gives you the honest ceiling proximity, the hard truth about your market desirability, and the actual mathematical velocity of your career. It hands you the real numbers, not the polite ones.
Exactly.
So before you close this out, ask yourself, if you change absolutely nothing about your current job today, If you change absolutely nothing about your current job today, what does your default future look like in exactly 18 months?
That's the real question.
And more importantly, are you okay with it? Because the dashboard in front of you might just be painted on. It's time to find out your real speed.